Chapter 6. The gang of thieves went back to Fagin's house. They didn't know where Sykes and Oliver had gone. They said it went wrong. They shot Oliver. Fagin was worried. He went to look for them. He ran through the streets. He went to a pub called the Three Cripples.
"What can I do for you, Mr. Fagin?" asked the man behind the bar.
"Is he here?"
"No," replied the man.
"Will he be here tonight?" asked Fagin.
"Monk?"
"Yes." "Tell him I came here to see him."
Fagin left the pub. He went to Bill Sykes' house. Nancy was asleep.
"Where's Bill, my dear?"
"I don't know," said Nancy. She went back to sleep and Fagin went home. Fagin got home at 11 o'clock at night. Monk was waiting for him.
"Fagin," whispered Monk, "where the devil have you been?"
"On your business, my dear," said Fagin. "On your business all night."
"Oh, of course," said Monk with a sneer. "Well, what's come of it?"
"Nothing good," said Fagin.
"Nothing bad, I hope."
Fagin led Monk inside. He didn't want anyone to see Monk.
"I said the plan wasn't good. Why didn't you keep Oliver here?" Monk said.
"If the worst comes to the worst and he's dead," Fagin said, but Monk stopped him. He saw the shadow of a woman. Fagin chased the shadow, but he didn't find anyone. Monk left at 1 o'clock and Fagin went to sleep.
Sykes said, "Wolves tear your throats." He watched the other thieves run away. Sykes was carrying Oliver. Dogs barked and men shouted. They chased Sykes. It was too dark to see them. Sykes put Oliver in a dry ditch, then ran away. Oliver woke up in the morning. He felt very ill. He was confused. He saw the house that he had tried to rob. He felt scared, but he needed help. The men that chased Bill Sykes sat in the kitchen. They were drinking tea. They opened the door. They knew Oliver as a thief. They dragged him inside.
"Don't hurt him. Bring him upstairs. Treat him well," the lady of the house said.
The house had two ladies, Mrs. Maley and her niece, Miss Rose. Mrs. Maley was old. Miss Rose was young and beautiful. Mr. Giles was a servant who looked after the ladies. He was the man who shot Oliver. Mr. Brittles was the gardener. The doctor, who was a surgeon, came to see Oliver. He was with Oliver for a long time. He came down to talk to Mrs. Maley.
"Have you seen the boy?" he asked.
"No," she said.
"Will you come with me to see the boy?" the doctor asked.
"Yes," said Mrs. Maley.